your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. About an inch of snow Monday through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, and it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
It ends up being 8 second chance points compared to 2 here for Wisconsin. We'll take a break. We'll take a 3-minute break as Rutgers wins it here 58-57. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard coming up as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Happens every day as we win, baby.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Rutgers defeats Wisconsin 58-57. Before we visit with Coach Gard, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
And we're joined courtside by Badgers head coach Greg Gard, whose team just has one close game after another in a first half. Coach, you shot it really well, as did they, and then everything got tough for both sides. To get the production from a Jordan Davis, Kamari McGee again, it's extra gut punch, I guess, to not, to come up short in a game like this, but those guys seem like they gave you everything.
Yeah,
and then
they
some.
Did, I'm sure we'll look through the film and find some things on the defensive end. But I thought those two guys really gave us a boost off the bench. Obviously Chucky getting in foul trouble and Connor struggling today offensively. We needed it, and they, put us in position where we had a chance, and that's what you want as you typically, that's how the games go with Rutgers. It's going to be low possessions. It's going to be a rock fight. It's been like that for a long time. And like I said, that's where over 57 possessions, we come down to the last one again. We can't get the ball to go in, but you can go back through those 57 and find probably, two dozen things where, hey, you do one, two, three, four, five things better, then you're not, the degree of separation is minute, with all these teams, and that's where it comes down to, you got to make a play at the end, but all those things that go into that to get you to that point.
Greg, it's got to be frustrating, the two-point inefficiency in the second half, just getting the ball inside the arc and scoring.
Yeah, they doubled, so they got it out of there quite a bit, or were really digging hard. So I thought for the most part we had pretty good looks from three. I didn't think any of them were too forced. You got two guys that have been shooting darn near 50%, mid-40s from three, go 2 for 13, and I'll take my chances if you're going to give us 13 threes from those two guys, attempts, that we're going to knock down our fair share. But, just how we battled, how we, continue to persevere, fight, I'm not discouraged by that. The effort has always been good, and obviously, you got to find ways to put the ball in the basket.
I can't think of many things that can make teams more nervous than when somebody like a Cam Spencer has been struggling with his shot, but he's so good, and he got an early rhythm. We've right. seen your guys do that, but yeah. Today, unfortunately,
yeah, there was a couple tough ones. He had a step back one where he got some separation, but I thought in the first half we let them get too comfortable offensively, specifically him. He was 6 for 6. I don't think he had missed a shot in the second half or in the first half. So those are things that have to be, those are the things of the 57 possessions. Everybody looks at the last 11 seconds. But there were a lot of things in the first half that gave them confidence, even though it was only a 2-point game at half, because we had battled our way back, that, allowed them to feel good about what they could do offensively. And then you have to find a way to combat another team's confidence. So, a lot of things to learn from, and we'll learn from the tape and move on and get ready for what's coming next.
See, in the second half, you had some opportunities to get a little separation, yeah. But it just never materialized.
Yeah, we had good looks, too. I thought, you know, some specific things we went to try to have, you know, the right guys take shots. And, you know, like I said, I'll go back through the tape and look at shot selection. I thought, for the most part, it was pretty good. You know, it's hard when you shoot 21% in the second half, it puts a lot of pressure on your defense. And defensively, I thought second half we were good. Again, you got two similar teams that are really built on the defensive end and struggle scoring at times. So, you know, it just came down to, like I said, that last possession.
All right. Appreciate your time, as always, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Rutgers wins here today 58-57. We'll take one more break. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. About an inch of snow Monday through Monday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And he's back. None other than the Grave Digger himself.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Let's go, baby.
Hey, man, listen, I got to ask you something before we get into all of this. You played all them years, and all you got was 7 sacks.
Earl, first of all, whoever the dummy was that made that intro is killing me. Number one, that was number two. Listen now, number two, I played with Reggie White, 200 sacks. I played with Santana Dotson, 75 to 85 sacks. I played with Sean Jones, 100 wow. plus sacks. How in the world am I going to get a sack when everybody else stealing? My job was to make them look pretty and stop the run. Now, I did that.
That's right. Nose guard. Taking up two blockers, right?
As a nose guard, you got to make stuff happen.
Right.
We like an offensive lineman. We got to keep the linebackers clean.
Right.
So it's kind of like, You make tackles and sacks when you can.
So for people who don't understand that terminology, keeping the linebacker clean, what do you mean by that?
Well, that means by me taking on double teams or triple teams so the linebackers can flow from left to right, up and back clean. Because the offensive lineman's job, guards especially, is to get up to the linebacker.
So the linebacker...
And if you're a good... if you're a good nose tackle, you can't let that happen.
So the linebacker is a glamour position.
Oh, he a pretty boy too. Yeah. I had linebackers I made look pretty.
Who were the linebackers with you?
Oh man, when I first got to Green Bay, the middle linebacker was Brian Noble.
Yeah.
Then it went to Johnny Holland.
Yeah.
Then it went to George Koontz.
Yeah, Koontz, that's right.
Then it went to Bernardo Harris. Then it went to Nick Barnett.
Is it safe to say you didn't have the greatest linebacker crews? Because I don't think any of them made the ring, did they, of honor?
No. Absolutely, no. I mean, it's tough to make it, man. But like I said, I made them household names.
Yeah, you did.
In Wisconsin, I sure did.
Especially our good friend George Koontz.
Koontzie!
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Koontzie on this show,
Doctor,
man.
Dr. Koontz.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Dr. George Koontz.
Yeah.
He's over at Marion College right now.
Beautiful brother, man. Beautiful brother.
Oh, yeah. And one of the you haven't seen him like I've seen him. He is one of the funniest dudes walking on two legs.
Well, listen, man, I used to have Dr. Koontz on when I was on the a different radio station, man. He was always a brilliant guy to me. But you say he got a sense of humor too, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you one time we was on the plane. Either we was coming back from, I don't know if it was Frisco or somebody. We just whooped up on Frisco as usual.
Right.
And you know how you have a Jonin session, a Cap'n session.
Right.
You know, we just sitting around just talking about each other. I'm going to tell you, Leroy Butler and George Koontz going toe to toe on the plane. If your side didn't bust open laughing, something was wrong with you.
Now, I could see Leroy Butler in that kind of exchange. I really couldn't see Dr. Koontz. That's because I didn't know him.
Don't let that doctor fool you now.
Where was he from?
Huh?
Where was he from?
He went to East Carolina.
I mean, is that where he came from?
Carolinas, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, then
yep.
that kind of explains it. But anyway, Gilbert, that was a Super Bowl last night, man.
Was it?
A real Super Bowl.
What do you mean real?
Hey, man, you know.
Hey, what do you mean real?
Well, 73 points were scored. That's a lot of points in a Super Bowl, man. I've seen some Super Bowls 14-10. You know, and 13-7. I like offense. That's like going to a baseball
game. Of course you do.
That's like going to a baseball game, man, and watching the a 1-0 game, and they say, "Oh, great game." I'm like, man, I want to see that. Hey, I want to see 14-11 in the baseball game.
Nine innings of nothing.
I know. Hey, so what are your thoughts on that game yesterday, man? You played in the Super Bowl twice.
I loved it.
Why?
I loved it, man.
It was
a great game. It was two teams evenly matched with somebody that had to make a mistake in order to win the game.
Now.
Somebody had to make a mistake.
Yeah. Now, you say somebody had to make a mistake. Do the defenses force the mistakes sometimes, or just so much pressure? I mean, they played almost flawless football, man.
Well, it was a lot of mistakes, because if you look up, it was supposed to be 21-7.
Yeah.
At the half.
That's true.
But Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball. Remember that?
Yeah.
Fumbled the ball, and they got the ball, I think, and scored on it. It was a lot of miscues first half. Second half, Kansas City showed why they're a championship team.
Yeah, they did.
Under Andy Reid.
Let me ask you something, man. Momentum. You hear people talking about momentum. Does that really matter in the game, man?
Yes, absolutely it matters in the game. I don't care. Sometimes it's home field advantage, momentum. But when both teams are in a place, it doesn't matter who get the dark jersey or the white jersey. It matters if you can get the momentum of the crowd on your side. And when you got that momentum of the crowd on your side, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame because you feel like that everybody's in the house cheering for you. So I got to go out and play for them.
So listen,
momentum is key.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, the Gravedigger wants to hear from you. I guess you want to cast me, you know, to the side. But he wants to hear from you all. You know, Gilbert, you've been to two Super Bowls, man. And is it all the pump and stuff, man, before the game? I mean, do you get so high in, you know, that week before the game that you know, you just get so, when you get out there on the field, you're ready to blow up?
Yeah, man, it's funny. It's how the storylines go during the week. It's a whole lot of storylines going on during the week, you know, especially like this one with the two brothers and then you got the two black quarterbacks and you got, you know, got this, got that. And even off the field stuff with the Michael Irvin situation, everything is, you just want to get to the game. You want to get all that stuff. Okay, that's nice. Now, once them lights turn on, you step on that field, all that stuff don't even matter. It's about who wants it and who wants it the most.
You know, man, you say who wants it the most. I can't believe that Philadelphia's defensive line didn't want it. It's just that, man, Kansas City's offensive line. And boys was, they were there, man. They didn't want to get pushed around.
I'm going to tell you this, Earl. I'm going to tell you this. You raving about the winning team's offensive line. Let me tell you about the losing team's offensive line. When have you ever seen any team go for 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2 that many times and get it? And get
never,
it.
Never. Never. Never.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. People don't understand. They want to talk about all the pretty boys and my receiver this and my receiver that and da-da-da-da-da. But when it boils up, it comes down to the big boys up front. Grunts, O-line, D-line, getting after it, period.
You know, you know, man, on both sides of the ball, the offensive and defensive lines, man, they were – looked like all pros to me on every position, man. I mean, they were really – it was some of the best line play I've ever seen.
Yes, and that's the thing with the two coaches, especially Andy Reid. They pride themselves on having great offensive lines and defensive lines. You know what I'm saying? And it, even up front, if you make a mistake up front, it can be costly. It can be costly to your team. So you got to take your hats off to the both offense, defense lines in this game because they play exceptional.
You know, man, when we get back, we got a couple of callers on the line.
We got some callers.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, don't be surprised. Act like you've been there before. What did they say?
Earl, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your monologue, man.
Hey, act like you've been there before. We're going to get the call.
Finish your monologue, all man. Right.
We got to go to break right now, man. Act like you've been there before. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingham. We'll be right back.
Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. About an inch of snow Monday through Monday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Wisconsin, do you know the opportunity you have right now? Super Bowl was yesterday. A Super Bowl champion is on the line. A Ring of Fame honoree is on the line. And all you got to do is dial 844-967-2789 to get your chance to talk with the one and only Gravedigger. Hey, Tom from L.A., what's going on, man? Look, man, you're in L.A., man.
Earl, good morning,
calling?
Gilbert.
Why are you calling?
I know, right?
Gilbert, we going to let somebody from L.A. call?
Yeah, we're going to let him call. Go ahead, talk, man. Don't listen to Earl. Go ahead, talk, man.
It's okay, Gilbert. I used to go to school in Green Bay, so I guess that makes me okay. Anyway, I just wanted to say that first, we the people are the government, ultimately, and we must never forget that. Gilbert, I wanted to ask you a little bit different of a question. First, I thought that I've never seen two teams that have been so ready for the Super Bowl, I think, ever. I just seemed like they were flying all over the place. It seemed like they were, really, really... except for, like you said, a few mistakes. It was a very, very even team. It looked like they were both ready to play. So that was really fun as a sports fan. What I don't like, Gilbert, and I wanted to ask your opinion on it, and yes, this is political, of course, Earl, what isn't with me, is all of this, I would like to see a separation between the military and the military-industrial complex and football. And I have a real issue with the fact of, even them putting Pat Tillman, who they basically set up to be this person that he wasn't, and the things that I saw on the TV yesterday on Fox, I was really there should be a separation between the two, I believe. Because, they say we don't talk about politics and religion at dinner conversations and all that stuff. And they say, well, we don't talk about politics and football and everything when it comes to domestic policy. But boy, oh boy, when we talk about the military-industrial complex, we sure definitely throw it in everyone's faces almost constantly.
So, Earl,
your comment or Gilbert?
Well, so Tom, I know that Gilbert does not like to get involved in politics on the show. So, you and I can have that conversation a little bit later.
Then I'll hold my powder for it until next hour or whatever. But
all right.
Gilbert, I remember you guys, though, when I lived in Green Bay. And, you know, one thing Aaron Rodgers needs to realize is that if you don't have an offensive lineman, blocking you, you're not going to go very far. I don't care how much money they're paying a quarterback. He doesn't have a great O-line, which was very, very impressive on the Philadelphia Eagles side. With their offensive line, like you said, fourth and one, fourth and inches, and they went for it even on the goal line. And, that was tough. They were tough offensive and defensive lines on both sides of the ball.
Let's let Gilbert respond.
Thanks, Gilbert. What do you got?
Ooh, Tom, a tough customer, ain't he? Lord,
he living,
Jesus.
Hey, man,
LA, I don't know.
He living in LA.
All I do is play football, man. That's all I do. That's all I can say. I don't know about all that other stuff.
What about the offensive line he was talking about? How good Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, but you got to look at it like this, Earl. Like we've been talking about this whole conversation. The boys up front have to be right in order for you to win games. If they ain't right, you ain't right.
Let me ask you something, man. Why does it take so long to pay those boys? The horses don't get the money until later on. It's only a handful of them get the money up front, but the majority of them don't. Would they have to prove who they are before they get paid?
But some guys, some guys can be the great pretenders. You remember that song?
Yeah.
The great pretenders. And you got to put them in certain situations against certain guys and see how they perform. I remember our jobs in training camp when me and Santana and the whole D-line was there. Our job, the coaches would come to us and say, you make sure this guy can make the team. And me and Santana, we done sent a lot of guys packing. we done gave a lot of guys an app on the roadmap. Go home because you ain't ready for this, Junior.
Let's do this. Let's go to Donna. Hey, good morning. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, David, how you doing, man? David?
He probably left because Tom took up all the time.
No, he's there. Hey, he's there.
I got two questions for Gilbert. One, what in the world was going on with the field? I mean, it looked like Soldier Field out there. They were slipping and sliding. I mean, that's Arizona. How does that happen? And I saw that the guy that does the sod, this is his last Super Bowl. He's been doing it every year since the Super Bowl, since the Packers were in the first Super Bowl. So I'm not sure, they use some sort of new grass, and obviously the players are flopping and flipping all over the place. The second question is Mahomes. When he got injured right before halftime, I thought, uh-oh, that's in a Mahomes. So what do you think they did to get him, he seemed like he was fine after half. I mean, it's like he could run and do everything.
Yeah, it's
so,
a good question, man.
Those are my two questions.
It's a great question, Gilbert. What do they give y'all when you go in there and can't walk and you come back out and you don't feel nothing?
First of all, that sound like that idiot that was talking about football is scripted. First of all, on the
field
turf. On the field, you gotta factor in the weather, whatever it is that make it moisture. You know what I'm saying? But it is your job as a professional athlete to make sure you got the right shoes on. That's why I always went out before every game and made sure that either I got the small cleats or the tall cleats screwed into my shoes, but mid-game, the field is going to change again because everybody's been all over the field, stepping, making holes, doing all that other stuff. So it's your job as a professional that had the right shoes on.
I got to cut you.
Okay.
We got to go to a break. Thank you, Dave. 844-967-2789. We'll be coming to you guys on the phone lines. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. We'll be right back.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. About an inch of snow Monday through Monday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
It's time to go under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Once again, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And the Gravedigger. Is on the line.
Okay, call in.
Let's do this because we're awaiting his, what would you call him, man? Your right hand boy or your left hand boy? Let's see. Reggie was on the right hand.
We would call him the special guest with no brain.
let's see. It's none other than Super Bowl winner and
champion,
Super Bowl champion Santana Dotson. Hey, good morning to you, dear brother. How are you?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, man. Let me ask you, man, how long did you play with Gilbert?
Earl.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Hush up, Earl.
Go ahead.
let me do the induction right now. Introduction right. From parts unknown, Harris County, Texas, where you got Starsky and Hutch, where you got Batman and Robin, where you got Crockett and Tubbs, you got Brown and Dotson. Mr. Santana Dotson, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. When you got the two dudes you don't want to see walking down a dark alley, when you turn and run the other way. That's what you got.
Hey, Santana, I was trying to explain to Earl. When we was playing, we had a lot of different jobs, right?
Yeah.
So one of our jobs was to send people packing. Them offensive linemen that the coaches come to, just tell them how we used to do it. Just tell them.
Yeah, guy Ron Wolf used to, you know, if we needed a couple of typically interior linemen and he was trying to feel it out, you know, because he wanted a little depth or maybe he was bringing in a new starter on the team. He would kind of pull me and Gilbert aside and say, hey, we got this guy coming in. I want y'all to work him today in training camp or work him today in practice. So, you know, he get a heavy diet of me and Gil for about half of the practice, lining up in front of him, 9-on-7, pass rush, goal line, or whatever drill was going on. And, you know, sometimes you can see those guys so frustrated, damn near crying on the sideline because they're just getting the business.
So let me.
And it's like, hey, welcome to the NFL, babe. Come on, get you some.
Let me ask you, Santana. You came from Tampa Bay. You played, I don't know how many seasons in Tampa Bay before you wound up coming up to Green Bay. What was it like leaving Tampa Bay and that didn't have, I guess, that history, and then coming up to Green Bay and getting to play alongside the Gravedigger?
Yeah, well, you know, Tampa had beaches. It had a whole bunch of sunshine and convertible top. But they have no championship rings at the time. So it wasn't a hard decision to go on and make it on up to the frozen tundra. And getting up there and playing along the sides of the Gravedigger and Reggie White and Sean Jones, you know, it was, I think it was, not, I don't even think it was one of the best or the best defensive line that I played on in my career. And, you know, the team was led through the defensive line and in the locker room as well as on the field. So it was a great time in my career to play alongside those guys.
Hey, Gilbert, Sean Jones joined y'all. He was the last one of the four linemen, right? I mean,
Santana was.
Okay.
Santana, yeah. I'm gonna say this about Santana, man. All them times we kept going up to Dallas, getting our tails kicked and doing this, that we needed a factor to get over the hump. And when they went out and got this pretty boy named Santana Dotson, pretty boy. And he came along this team. He changed the culture of our team because now we got a lot of push coming up the middle to chase the rabbit out to those big defensive ends that we had to make sacks. You understand what I'm saying? So I say Santana was the moving factor for us getting to the Super Bowl.
So what did you guys play, man? You played a 3-4? Or did you play a 4-3?
No, Earl.
I don't know, I'm asking.
I'm just a radio talk show host, man.
I'm just asking.
Hush, Earl. No, we played a 4-3. We played multiple defenses because we had the personnel to play multiple defenses.
Right.
The first, second, third down, we're going to give you that heavy. Third to fourth down, we're going to bring Santana in at the nose, and we're going to give you that pretty light stuff, you know what I'm saying? That quick hands movement, different things like that. So we was well-versed to being able to play those certain defenses because we had the personnel to do it.
So I thought, I know I shouldn't do any thinking, but I thought Santana played tackle and not nose guard.
Didn't you just hear what I just said? Didn't you just hear?
Yeah.
I said if we go to a third down, third long, they're going to pull me out, and they're going to put Santana in at the nose technique because now you got all your pass rushers in, or they can go four-man. But we like to go three and put another DB back there so we can really shut your mouth. Santana, please help.
It was all adjustments and, you know, just the matchup. So, you know, early downs, we ran the 4-3 like Gil is saying, and most times he was a nose guard, and I was what you would call a flip tackle, meaning I was a flip three, flipping from, depending on the strength call, to either side of the guard. But Sean and Reggie stayed at the ends. And then if it was down and distance dictating it, second and real long and third and real long, then Gil would be able to go get a glass of water. I'd move to the nose. You'd have Sean and Reggie running the defensive ends, and then you'd have the likes of Wayne Simmons or somebody like that that may blitz and or rush. Or you may have Leroy Butler. You know, he always, during his career, he was always top four or five on the hierarchy as far as sacks were concerned because he was a DB that played in the box and had a, you know, did a great job at penetrating, blitzing, and putting on pressure on the quarterback as well.
Hey, man, what was it like traveling with the grave digger, man? I got to just imagine, man, nonstop excitement.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I mean, that was as long as it was a trip built around either car shopping or food shopping, Big Gil was all right. So it was always good to take a trip. You know, it was all about what restaurant we're going to, how we're going to have a good time and enjoy the camaraderie off the field.
So you saw the Super Bowl yesterday. What was your take on it?
Man, you know, I thought the matchups were excellent. You know, you had two teams that were pretty much the same from records to quarterback play to O-line and D-line. And when you have that, it generally turns into a call or two. And I think the mishap was the Jalen, who played an excellent game, but he had a fumble turnover that went for a touchdown. Then you had the second half. They gave up a big punt return that went inside the 10. And those two plays were kind of like the equalizers in the game. You know, after that, they had that call that it wasn't very egregious, but that defensive holding call that went against Philadelphia really hurt them in the fourth quarter, you know. It was a 3rd-and-8 call, what they call defensive holding, which then it allowed Kansas City to just kind of squeeze the clock and leave no time left. But in a perfect world, Kansas City would have kicked the field goal, went up, and I would have loved to see Jalen, the possibilities of what he would do with that ball with a 1:45, 2 minutes left on the clock. If he'd be able to get the team down in scoring position, that would have been a great Super Bowl. But I thought, from what I saw, it was good, an excellent Super Bowl. And then you have Rihanna at halftime, and ain't nobody going to complain about Rihanna. I know that.
Yeah, well, I am.
Why are you complaining about Rihanna?
I told you, Santana, I told you you ain't got no sense.
Hey, man.
Why he mad? Because she's with child? What? He don't want her to be? What's the problem?
Well, you know, she's not the Rihanna that we used to see. I guess you could say I'm not the guy I used to be 10, 12 years ago either. But anyway.
That shit.
Huh? Listen, man.
No. Who is? That's been at least 20, 30 years of Rihanna. Rihanna was 16 when you first saw her.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Hey, so
she an island woman. She an island woman on her second child. Cut it out.
Let's change that subject matter. Gilbert, you and Santana, man, ever think about coaching?
Man, we always coaching, man. You're going to always be a coach through life, man. So I got to coach you to act right sometimes, Earl. So, you know, we always coaching.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, it's not anything you ever wanted to get into outside, professionally.
I mean, I love coaching. I can see myself coaching. But right now, at the level we want to coach, it demands too much time. Yeah. We got too much work out here that we need to do as far as helping these kids or doing this, that, or the other. So that's when we become them old men that look like you with the gray hair.
So let me ask you, Santana, because I asked Gilbert earlier. When you lose a game, Philadelphia lost, what are they going through right now, man?
Well, it's tough. You know, you do a whole bunch of soul searching. You know, in a game, they're probably somewhere between 50 to 80 plays. So whether you're on the defense, offense, or special team side of the ball, you're looking at those plays and self-reflecting if you're really a professional. So you're saying, okay, well, if I'd have done my job a little better or possibly made this play or that play, then I'd have put our team in a better position to win. We went to two Super Bowls, and I just remember flashes and glitter in the Super Bowl we won. But the Super Bowl we lost, as a professional, I remember every play of that Super Bowl we lost, to answer your question. And you look at that, even down the line, 20 or so, 10, 20 years later, you still look at that as like, damn, if I could have just made this play, I'd have put us in a better position to win that game.
So let me ask either one of you guys.
You know, football, it's a sport that it's not like the other professions. So you got one chance, 60 minutes. A lot of it goes into coaching, game plans, preparation. It's not like the NBA and MLB where they've got seven times opportunities to get it right. You know, you can't say after last night, well, you know, we got a couple of days and we'll get a chance to do it again. So there's a part of the NFL that says, hey, 60 minutes, you got 60 minutes to figure it out and may the best man win. And I think that's what makes everybody tune in.
All right, guys, hang on. Got to run to a break. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger and a little chocolate on the other side. Santana Dotson.
That boy crazy.
Right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Santana, can you hear me?
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Who knows what he'll talk about today? Even we don't know. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, and he brought along a partner, Santana Dotson. We're honored to have both of them on the airwaves. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join the conversation. So Gilbert, you and Santana sound like, man, you haven't parted company since you guys played the game. So he's clearly more than just a friend on the football field. Sounds like he's a lifelong friend.
Yeah, Santana, that mole you can't get rid of that's on your back. You know what I mean?
Hey, let's do this. Let's bring in Eric from Wauwatosa. Hey, Eric, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say
hey,
what?
How are y'all doing? Yeah, former Packer players and Packer fans. I'm a Lions fan, so, you know, I wanted to ask if, first off, let me say one thing, because I can't say much about wins and losses, But I think I remember seeing both of you guys in some Barry Sanders highlights. Anyways, let me say...
what's his name?
Go ahead.
Eric.
Eric, first of all, we forgot your name because you didn't even make no sense. Second of all, you forget we the only team that held Barry Sanders to negative yards. Boo. And also, when me and Santana played, we never lost to the Lions in Lambeau Field. Now, what you were saying?
I believe the negative 13 carries for negative 1 yards was just before you, right, Gilbert?
No, that was me, baby. That was all me, baby.
Oh, you played that game. Well, congratulations. That was a heartbreaker for Lions fans. I'll tell you, that was a great game for you guys. But let me say, you know, Rihanna, I didn't pick up real quick on the belly rubs or nothing, and I never liked medley shows. To be honest, it ruined Prince for me. I paid money to go see Prince, and he played medleys, and I was upset about that. But she has a lot of hits, and it was great choreography. So I can't – and to be honest, I almost like it better than when they get the women out there shaking booties, because I'm not really a big fan of that either, because that's kind of demeaning in the end, you know.
Hey, Eric.
But
– go ahead quickly, man. What's your question?
I'm someone who watching sports, you know, like they always talk about that play at the end of the game and all that holding call and all that stuff. But, you know, I thought the biggest play, and I marked it in my head when it happened, was one play prior to that fumble by Hurts. They had that false start when it was fourth and one or third and one. And that brought him back 6 yards or 5 yards. They had third and six instead, and then he fumbled the ball. That was a huge play to me because it was 14-7, and they were rolling. Kansas City couldn't stop them. So that was a big play in my mind, and sure enough, they ended up losing. But also, I'd like to say that, you know, the Santana I know is talking about sports stuff, and I don't have anything to compare to y'all's experiences, but I still, to this day, I'm 52 years old, and I played senior year in high school in the state volleyball final, and I still hate on myself for a net violation I made. You know, all these years later, I'm still bugging on myself about hitting the net when I was playing volleyball back in high school.
Okay.
So I totally get that. Happy Black History Month to all you guys, and I like the show. Real quick, though, Earl, did this all come about just from you wondering about Gilbert and that lingerie league? I'll let you guys talk about it on the air.
Hey, Earl, y'all gave this fool too much time. Nick, get him off, would you? Get him off. Hey. Santana, you see what I got to deal with? You see what I got to deal with?
So his point.
Pre-screen your callers, man. You got to pre-screen your callers.
So he did make a relevant point, and that was the mistake that the offensive line jumped when it was fourth and one.
Yeah. He's exactly right, Earl. I mean, you know, that's part of the reflection too. You know, as a player, you think back of those. You think back at that play, at that offensive lineman. I think it was the right guard that jumped. So, you know, he's looking at that today. Like, if I just would have, you know, sat still, not been able to move, set my stance, you know, we'd have been a third and one, fourth and one, and then that fumble doesn't even happen. So, I guarantee you, nobody feels worse than him. And then Jalen. You know, he had an excellent game, except for that play. So I'm sure he's rerunning and replaying that, and it was just he wasn't even hit. You know, the ball just kind of slipped out of his hands while he was doing his everyday job. So he's reflecting on that play, and those are the ones that we saw as a casual observer. But, you know, there are 100 plays during that game that you've got guys – that are reflecting back now, like, man, if I just would have been a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, I could have forced this fumble, I could have caught this interception, and my team would have won. Because that's how close of a contest it actually was yesterday.
So, Gilbert, how long do you carry that with you, man?
Carry that Super Bowl loss?
If you were the guy, who made the mistake, how long do you carry that with you?
You carry. Sometimes it's like baggage, man. You gonna carry it with you for a long time. You gotta have something to take that baggage off of you. So he might carry that all off season until the beginning of the next season or training camp. It just depends on what kind of mindset that you are in to get rid of.
So there's nothing a teammate can say to you that will ease that pain.
You listening? You can see like I'm looking at you and see your gums bumping, but there ain't nothing coming out. That's how it is sometimes, girl. That's how it is.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, that's just really part of the reflection, man. I mean, you gotta have a memory like a goldfish, and I read somewhere that a goldfish memory is 2 seconds. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but
WFHR, you know, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.